News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris has vowed to intervene to help an Irish woman who's been charged with attempted suicide and consuming alcohol in the UAE city of Dubai. The case of Tori Towie was raised in the Dáil yesterday. We're joined by the CEO of Detained in Dubai, Radha Sterling. Radha, thank you indeed for talking to us. For those who might not be aware, can you explain the circumstances surrounding Tori's detention in Dubai?
Yes, certainly. Tori moved out to Dubai last year to pursue an aviation career. She was working as cabin crew for Emirates Airlines, and she ended up marrying a South African man. Things went south very quickly, and he became physically abusive to her. She went to hospital and had severe injuries that people have no doubt seen from the photos. And then after that, there was another assault, and she broke free, ran up to the bathroom, and she woke up with paramedics and police over her, and she was taken to the police station and actually charged with attempted suicide and consuming alcohol. She's now being held. Her mother went over straight away after that, and she's since left her husband, and she's staying with her mother in an Airbnb safely. But she's facing prosecution. She's facing a potential prison sentence.
And she is unable to leave Dubai?
Absolutely. There's a travel ban against her, and she won't be able to leave Dubai until such time as the police decide to drop the case against her, which is what we're hoping for, and lift the travel ban. She's desperate to get home.
It seems extraordinary, and people listening will be scratching their heads. This is a woman who is clearly a victim who's been treated as a criminal.
It's absurd. And we have seen over the years, we've seen rape victims charged with sex outside marriage. We've seen this kind of culture coming from the UAE before. But they had made an effort to say, you know, for the public relations purposes, I suppose, that they were starting to take, you know, women's rights a bit more seriously, victim rights. But it seems like nothing's changed. And this is truly astonishing that someone who's been beaten to the degree that she has, bruises all over her body, and now she's being abused by the system itself again. So I find it outrageous. And I can see that's why, you know, there's so much support out there from Irish citizens, from politicians, from your leaders in your government. So it's amazing to see people really standing behind her and wanting her home as soon as possible.
Yeah, as we should be standing behind her. Have you been speaking to Tori? How is she doing in the circumstances?
Yes, I speak to her every day and get updates. She spoke to the island's ambassador last night, and hopefully they are stepping in to assist diplomatically, as they've assured her. She is exhausted, and she's finding it very overwhelming, but at the same time, really, really warmed by all of the support that she's been getting. I don't think she expected all of that. I don't think she expected the Irish government to, you know, motivate themselves as quickly. And this is the fastest that I've ever seen this happen from a government. So I'm super impressed by Ireland's response just now. We've had people contacting the UAE's ambassador to Ireland, you know, counterparts in the UAE. So I really think if they can push it diplomatically, I do think that the Dubai police will drop that case.
I was going to say, do you think the diplomatic actions, yield results in your view?
It always has before, and we've dealt with many human rights issues like this. And when the government gets behind their citizen and talks to their counterparts, the, you know, Foreign Affairs Ministry in the UAE, escalates it even to the ruler, Sheikh Mohammed, or the deputy of the police department and the justice system. When they do that and they go the extra mile, rather than just, you know, deferring it and pretending they can't do anything, when they actually make the effort, they are successful in getting their citizens home.
Do we have a date? Is there a date set for a trial, or is it at some future point that is yet to be determined?
No, that's actually next week, I believe. So that, I think it's the 18th. We're actually hoping that with all of this effort from the Irish government, that things might even happen before then, that there might be that diplomatic effort from Dubai to just come in and say, no, this is enough. And if it goes to court, rather than giving her a sentence of 2 years or whatever it may be, we're hoping that they just say, enough is enough. This girl needs to go home.
Yeah. And I presume at this stage, Tori just wants to come home.
Oh, she is very, very much looking forward to coming home and recovering from, you know, what's been an extremely terrible, shocking year for her, in fact. So I think she needs to heal. She needs to be around friends and family and the safety of her country.
Of course. Well, look, everybody in Ireland is thinking of her and rooting for her. And hopefully, as you say, the diplomatic action will yield very quick results and she is back where she belongs as soon as possible. The CEO of Detained in Dubai, Radha Sterling, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.